Thank you for dropping your anchor with HarborCast, as our Harbor family continues to glorify and enjoy God together. You ask the questions, and now we look forward to getting to know Him better through Scripture and Christ-centered interpretation.
Well, welcome again to HarborCast, the official podcast of Harbor Church in Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm back again with my ruling elder, Jim Aldridge, and we're continuing to talk through Songs of Ascent. We've been working through the Easter sermon series, yep. And today we're going to be looking at Psalm 123, and I think we're just going to kind of walk through it. So, Jim, you want to just start us off and read it?
Yeah, I would love to. Psalm 123, a song of ascents. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid servant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud.
Yeah. Man, what strikes you in that psalm?
Yeah, there's a few things. It's such a short psalm, and there are a couple of big things in there, I feel like. What strikes me, I think the psalm can trick you a little bit in that the writer of the psalm talks about eyes of servants and eyes of maidservants. And I've read a commentator this week about the psalm who wrote that the psalm was really about service. Mm. And you could think that right up until you get to the tail end of verse 2. Mm. So our eyes look to the Lord until he gives us the next thing to do. That's not what it says.
Right.
It says,
right.
So our eyes look to the Lord our God,
yeah,
till he has mercy upon us.
Yeah. Yeah, and that really does change even the beginning of verse 2. The eyes of the servants are looking to the hand of their master, not looking to see, hey, what can we do next? But I'm in trouble.
Yep.
I need mercy. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a real focus on looking, right? And that's something actually that's in some of the other songs of ascent as well.
Right, and back up to Psalm 121.
Yeah.
That's exactly
right.
Second point, I think.
Yeah.
In that psalm, the writer lifts his eyes up just to the hills.
Right.
He's looking to the hills.
Yeah.
And in Psalm 123, the psalmist is very much looking up beyond the hills, looking to Yahweh, mm-hmm. looking to the heavens. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, something else that strikes me as well is the repetition. You know, whenever you read the Old Testament, in English, if we want to draw attention to something, we might put exclamation points. We might maybe underline. You know, we've probably all received an email where it got all caps, right?
Right.
It sounds like they're shouting.
Yep.
But Hebrew doesn't really have that. The way that Hebrew shows emphasis is repetition, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. In Isaiah chapter 6, when
right.
God is holy, holy, holy.
Right.
That's really just a way of saying H-O-L-Y exclamation point, underline, scare quotes, whatever you want. Yeah. Yeah, but till he has mercy on us, so have mercy on us, have mercy upon us.
All right, three times mercy
three
is
times,
mentioned.
Yep. Yeah.
No small, not a small ask.
Yeah.
So it's a song, again, much like Psalm 121 and some of the, maybe the majority of the other songs of ascent, it's a song of these pilgrims who are in some distress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and their distress is repeated too. Like, we've had more than enough
right.
of contempt, more than enough of scorn from those who are at ease. You could feel how fed up the psalmist is.
Yes. The Hebrew word for more than enough, I think, is would denote saturated.
Mm.
Like they can't, like a sponge that's saturated.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot handle one more drop of the contempt of the
yeah.
Of the people around them.
Yeah.
Those who are at ease.
Yeah.
People who at least appear to have more comfort. They're more secure. They have more resources, and they're
yeah.
kind of they're looking down on the on the pilgrims as they head to Jerusalem.
And I'll say from even from personal experience, it is hard to watch people who you know have done incredible harm, maybe to yourself, to loved ones, to people you know, and to see their life going pretty well, right? Like to see, you know, somebody who maybe wrecked the life of somebody else, but yet for some technicality or maybe things haven't caught up to them or whatnot, that the person who is victimized is struggling mightily and the victimizer is doing pretty well.
It doesn't seem fair.
It's not fair. Yeah, and I can see why he would be so fed up with this. And they're asking, the psalmist is asking for mercy from the Lord in spite of the contempt and scorn of the wicked. It's easy, I guess, the psalmist could have said, would you just zap them? Would you destroy those people? That would be great. But yet he words in such a way that says, he says, have mercy on me.
The focus really isn't on the wrongdoers. The focus is on Yahweh, the covenant making. You know, we see the Lord in all caps.
Yeah.
It's the Lord who makes and keeps covenant.
Yeah.
That's who the focus. In fact, all these Psalms of Ascent, ultimately, Jerusalem isn't even the ultimate goal of these pilgrims. Right. It's Yahweh himself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, which kind of goes back to, you know, a couple of weeks ago in the intro to the Songs of Ascent, we talked about the significance of Jerusalem and is the temple. And the significance of the temple is Yahweh himself. That's where it shows a special presence. Right. Yeah, and if we were to kind of apply this to ourselves, to in the journey, in the Christian life, Christ wants our eyes to be upon him. I remember I went to a conference once where I heard Paul David Tripp. He was actually exegeting a psalm, and he said he had a line in there that I have kept with me for years now, and it has kept me sane through so many things. And it was this. He said, Let the meditation of your heart be on the beauty of the Lord and not on the ugliness of ministry. And I think you could apply that to the ugliness of life. That's not to mean that he was trying to say, well, just think happy thoughts or don't be engaged in the world. That's not what he was saying. It was that in the middle of the night, you are going to ruminate about something.
Right.
You're going to be kept up because you are fed up with the evil that you see around you. Mm-hmm. And I think what this psalm says is take your eyes off of that and look for mercy from the Lord.
Right. It's a purposeful, the psalmist is directing his eyes to the Lord. I mean, there's purpose to this. It's not a sit around and, well, the Lord's just going to have to direct my eyes to him. I mean, there's an owning the process, and we see that even again. We'll talk about it in another podcast related to Psalm 131. Mm-hmm. There is an owning. Part of the process we own. There is a discipline.
Right.
Now, it's spirit-enabled, purely spirit-enabled. But there are tools, and there's a discipline to focusing our eyes on the Lord.
Yeah.
Quieting our hearts, as we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
And begging for mercy. And really, he's so driven. It's till he has mercy upon us. I was reminded in reading that, reminded of Jacob in Genesis 32, where he won't let God go. Won't let him go.
Right.
Will not let you go until you bless me.
Right.
It's almost the same. This servant, this maidservant, is clutching Yahweh.
Right.
I'm not letting go of you until I get mercy from
you. Yeah, and we'd be utter fools if we think, wow, Jacob must have been really strong to keep God there.
right.
Now, God was teaching Jacob, hey, I want you to keep, same thing that Jesus says, like, I want you to keep asking, keep knocking, right? Mm-hmm. And the door will be opened. Keep asking for mercy. keep your eyes fixed on me.
Knocking, seeking, asking. Somebody said something like that
something
in the
like
New
that.
Testament.
Yeah, somebody probably pretty important. Yeah.
I want to back up to the first line because it strikes me a little bit almost like Christ's prayer. Or what we call the Lord's Prayer or the Disciples' Prayer, the many things we call it. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. The writer of this psalm realizes that Yahweh is other. Mm. Now he's clutching him, in a sense he's holding on to him, begging for mercy, but he also realizes that Yahweh is very other than him.
Right.
He's in the heavens, he's not.
Right.
We have relationship with him, and he's also way beyond us. In fact, he's in the heavens and, in a sense, untouchable and so holy. And yet, he's one we can clutch.
Yeah,
and beg for mercy.
The wonderful mystery of relating to God, is that he is utterly transcendent. He's way beyond anything you could possibly think or dream.
Right.
And yet he's utterly imminent. He is more intimately with you than you can possibly imagine. It's both. And that's a hard thing for us to wrap our heads around, right?
It is hard. And it is only, I think it's so important to remember that that's only possible. I mean, it just points to the gospel that is Christ. Mm-hmm. We can only have that relationship with this one who is so, in verse one, the one is not even named yet.
Right.
Who are in the heavens. There's only one way to have a relationship with that transcendent one who's in the heavens, such that we can grab on and ask for mercy. And that's only because he's already had mercy on us through Christ and made that open the door for the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a really good point. And, now that I'm looking at it, it is interesting as well that he says to you, I lift up my eyes. If you didn't know any better, let's say you just handed this to somebody who's never heard of the Bible, never heard of faith, anything. And the person who's reading that, they don't know who you're lifting your eyes up to.
Exactly.
You have to wait until the tail end of verse 2 to finally get a name. So our eyes look to the Lord or Yahweh, our God, right? That's where it is.
Right.
But there's that tension. Who are we looking at? Who are we looking to?
Yeah. Yep. And it's the same God, even though we don't know who it is in line 1. Psalm 115:3 says, our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Mm. It's the same. That's the same. Mm. That's the same being.
And just to add another layer onto this, one of the things we ought not to forget more when we're studying the Psalms is that Psalms were sung. So this was not just a theological statement. I want you to imagine the congregation reciting this together, or families singing this as they were making their way up to Jerusalem, the pilgrims singing this all together, right? How, if I could use a big fancy word, but how cathartic it would have been to sing those lines, our soul has had enough, more than enough. The being able to sing out your frustrations and also to sing out with joy, who is the one who satisfies you?
Right.
It's an element we ought not to forget whenever we read the Psalms. Well, that sounds like a great place to stop. And do you want to pray to close us out?
Yeah, let me pray. Heavenly Father, Lord in the heavens, you who are enthroned in the heavens, thank you. Thank you for your word that is true. Thank you for your character. Thank you for who you are and how you act, and that mercy is not just what you do, but it's who you are. It's bound up in your character. Thank you that we get to have these psalms to read together as the church, as the Big C Church. And we are grateful to be able to read and hear them preached together as the body of Christ at Harbor. So we are looking forward to that. Please soften our hearts to your word and guide and keep us as we move through the week. The days and the weeks ahead of us. And we pray these things in Christ's name.
Thank you again for dropping your anchor with HarborCast. Please visit us on the web at harborchurch.org for more information about what we believe, what we do to serve our community, and how you can get involved in our mission here in Mooresville. And finally, follow HarborCast wherever you listen to podcasts. May the Lord continue to equip you to share the good news about Jesus.